This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, the Rose Bowl on Sunday, April 15th, will honor the life of the late and great broadcaster Keith Jackson with a memorial service at the stadium. And one of the featured speakers is our next guest, someone we know well and someone who knew Keith Jackson well. That's former broadcasting partner and Hall of Fame quarterback and voter Dan Fouts. Dan, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. This is it's quite an honor to be part of the celebration of life for Keith, and really looking forward to it. I hope a lot of people come out because it is open to the public and the press and no admission at all, and it should be a great afternoon.
Well, as you mentioned, Dan, it is quite an honor, but unfortunately, it's the second time in the last month you've been asked to speak on behalf of a former broadcast partner and giant of the industry who's passed away. He did it with Dick Enberg at Petco Park in San Diego in March, where I remember you told the story of how you and Dick first met. So if you could, I'm wondering if you could tell us how and when you first met Keith Jackson.
Well, actually, I met him at an ABC seminar back just before he was retired the first time. And I remember the room of all the announcers for college football. Everybody gave him a standing ovation and everything and wished him well in his last year. And but, you know, Keith wasn't quite ready to go. So he did have the 1 year off, and then he decided that he wanted to get back into it. But he wanted to stay closer to home and work on the West Coast doing Pac-10 games. So I was fortunate enough to get switched from Brent Musburger during the season. And Keith and I worked together for a couple of years. So tremendous opportunity. And again, you know, you talk about losing two of the all-time greats. The thing about losing a guy like Dick Enberg and a guy like Keith Jackson is there will never, ever be that type of broadcaster again. It's just the way the industry is now. But they are just so iconic, so versatile, so memorable, and so recognizable when you hear their voice. You put the clicker down and you just watch, and that's rare these days.
Yeah, and you got to work with both of them. I remember it at Dick's memorial service. You called him, quote, my mentor, partner, and friend, unquote. How do you remember Keith Jackson?
Well, those words will be echoed too, because Keith taught me so much about the preparation part of the game. Because when he did retire for the final time. He pushed me to be the play-by-play announcer in college football doing Pac-10 games. And I did that for 2 years with Tim Brandt. And the lessons I learned from Keith were very valuable. I wish that he could have taught me a little bit more because it was a great gig for a while. But the part about being a friend, it was really amazing that in both cases, after working with Dick and after working with Keith, both my wife, Jerry, and I became very good friends and socialized a great deal with Dick's wife, Barbara, and with Keith's wife, Turianne, as well. So the friendship part of it is really what I miss most of all, obviously, because, you know, you work with a lot of different partners over the years. But when you develop a deep friendship for not only the partner, but also his wife, it becomes very special.
So, Dan, what is your best Keith Jackson story?
Well, how much time you got? You know, there's so many. I guess, you know, one of the first games I ever did with him, it might have been the first game I did with him, I stood there and listened to him go through his opening and go through the starting lineups and go through the first and second play, just listening. And he looked at me and he said, "Well, son, are you going to talk today?"
And you just nodded.
And I
right?
had to apologize. I said, "No, I'd rather just listen to you. Are you kidding?"
You talked about the preparation aspect of what. What's the most important thing he taught you beyond the preparation?
Oh, you know, he was so concerned with obviously being exact and being right, but also not going overboard, an economy of words. He always wanted to, you know, articulate and educate. And if you can, you know, entertain people a little bit. And, you know, I can't come up with the big uglies. I can't say, whoa, Nelly. I can't do all these things. But they were natural to him. And that's what made him great. He had this Southern charm, and he had this discipline of being a Marine, and just a hard-working guy that never refused an assignment.
What do you miss most about him, either as a partner or as a friend?
Well, whenever you lose a friend, there's a million things you remember and you miss. And, you know, I learned a lot about fine wine from Keith. And, you know, I wish, you know, after our final game together, the great 2006 Texas victory over SC in the Rose Bowl for the national title, after the game, he hosted a party in the parking lot under a tent that we had set up for our broadcast team, and he brought some of the finest wines that you can imagine. And we just sat there under this tent, knowing that this was the great Keith Jackson's last broadcast here at the Rose Bowl, and just, you know, wishing it wasn't true, but glad that we were all a part of it.
Mm-hmm. And they're, Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're trying to put together a drive to get a Keith Jackson statue outside the stadium, correct?
Absolutely. The Rose Bowl Legacy is fundraising to erect that statue of mm-hmm. of Keith, and it'll be placed at the stadium. And, you know, there's a beautiful statue right at the entrance there of Jackie Robinson. But it's not Jackie Robinson in a Dodger uniform. Right. It's Jackie Robinson in a UCLA Bruin uniform. So that's very, very special. And to have Keith, the voice of the Rose Bowl, he did 15 of them. He christened the game the granddaddy of them all. His voice is synonymous with the Rose Bowl, and to have a statue of Keith would be absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, the event is free, which I think is pretty neat, and the doors open at 3 p.m. for a 4 p.m. event. What kind of crowd are you expecting, Dan? Do you have any idea? Because honestly, I would think they'd be turning away at the gates if it were free, and it's something to celebrate the life of Keith Jackson. I couldn't wait to get myself, my family, people I know in there and experience what is going to be, I think, a terrific event.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to judge just how many people will be there. The weather is going to be in the 70s, so that it'll be perfect, a perfect time of day. And, you know, the one thing that the Rose Bowl, which has been fantastic in hosting this event, putting out the word to, you know, local high schools and football coaches to take their teams and wear their school colors and sit in the stands and learn about a great, great man and a great broadcaster and a great part of Pasadena and the Rose Bowl.
We're speaking with Hall of Fame quarterback and Hall of Fame voter Dan Fouts on the Talk of Fame Network. And Dan will be speaking at the April 15th celebration of Keith Jackson's life at a memorial service at the Rose Bowl. And Dan, I saw someone write recently that Saturday died with the passing of Keith Jackson, because his voice is, and really may always be, associated with Saturday afternoon college football games. And I think the guy who wrote that had it right, don't you?
Well, there'll never be another one. As I said, you know, we've had great college football announcers in Vern Lundquist and Brent Musburger. And, you know, and what Keith has done with his unique style is he made it a comfortable watch. Much as Vern did and Brent. Again, two other guys I worked with over my career. But with Keith, you know, you say college football, you think Keith Jackson.
Right, right. Yeah, that's right.
Why, Dan, why was he so passionate about college football?
Well, you know, he went to Washington State after getting out of the service. And he really associated and identified with the Cougars, and you know, living in L.A. as he did at Sherman Oaks, you know, USC and UCLA football is huge in Los Angeles, and especially during that period when the Rams and the Chargers were not in Los Angeles. So, I think it had a lot to do with the relationships that he built with the different coaches. I mean, his relationship with Paul Bear Bryant and with Bo Schembechler and with Woody Hayes and with with Lloyd Carr and Ara Parseghian and Frank Broyles. These are all the all-time great coaches in college football. And they all came to Keith and respected Keith and hung out with Keith.
Hey, Dan, did he give you anything that you've kept? Is something special that you've kept? And if so, what was it?
Well, I've got a number of really great pictures, and more than the pictures, I just miss being able to pick up the phone and say, KJ, it's Fauci, and have him say, Fauci, how you doing? You know, and we'd spend an hour just talking on the phone, and those are things that are gone, but not forgotten.
Right.
He never said, whoa, Nelly, it's Fauci.
Well, you know what? He rarely said that in his later games with me. But we were playing golf one day, and I was in a sand trap alongside the green, and I caught the ball a little bit thin, and it whizzed by his chin by about 6 inches, and he yelled, whoa, Nelly!
Did you par it or birdie that hole, Dan?
I'm thinking bogey.
Yeah, ask, huh?
Hey, Dan, did he ever get nervous before a game?
No, you know what he did? He would dive into it. Keith, his openings were poetic. And he wrote them all out longhand on a yellow legal pad with a mechanical pencil. And in the most beautiful cursive handwriting you've ever seen. And he would sit there and pore over, make corrections right up to the last minute, and because he wanted it to not only be, you know, appropriate, but he wanted it to sound right and wanted it to feel right to the viewer.
Hey, Dan, last one for me. Is there something about Keith Jackson that people don't know, I mean, that you do and that you could share? I mean, something about him that we just don't know and maybe we should?
Well, he had a radio show in Lewiston, Idaho. It was a partner type of show when he was at WSU. And so he had to drive, a horrible highway down to Lewiston from Pullman. And the show was hosted by Snake River Sam and Clearwater Clem. Well, Keith Jackson was Clearwater Clem. So every once in a while when... And it was rare that he would screw up in a broadcast. In commercial, I would say, what did you mean by that, Clem?
Hey, Dan, I know he's synonymous with the Rose Bowl. What was his favorite stadium?
Oh, it had to be the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl.
When you're at the Rose Bowl, it's like, being the emperor. And it's back to the Christians and the Lions. And you're standing there. And there's Keith Jackson, and he's giving the thumbs up or the thumbs down. It was always a treat to do a game at the Rose Bowl with him.
Hey, Dan, we give you the thumbs up for doing this show with us. Thanks so much for the time, and best of luck with the service.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
You got it. That was Hall of Fame quarterback and voter Dan Fouts. Up next, it's 2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.